From the News Center, a news focus.
Chronic wasting disease has already been found in deer locally. It's starting to spread.
Chronic wasting disease is a prion-based disease that basically eats brain tissue out of cervid species. So you're looking at white-tailed deer, elk, anything that's cervid in that family can get the CWD. It can stay in the system of a deer for over 2 years without them even showing symptoms.
That's the latest word from the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Warden Cadet Brooke Hargenrader says the CWD deer management area now starts in the area of Route 45 in Union County and goes south.
Yeah, so it's mostly right now at the southern end of the county. But yes, it has been expanding, and what we can do to prevent that is have people turn in those heads to see if we're getting any positives. It's really just a preventative measure at this point.
Snyder County is included in this DMA, and the disease, which eats brain tissue, has already been confirmed in that county. Now to test a deer, Hargenrader said there are many locations to get deer heads tested, including in Middleburg and at the Sunbury Boat Launch, among others.
There's a Laurelton Bald Eagle State Forest at the office, and then Beaver Springs, and there's one in Richfield too. And they can go online. There's also an interactive map where they can look up all the head bin locations.
Hargenrader said the deer may not exhibit symptoms and still have the disease, but there are some symptoms to look for.
It can stay in the system of a deer for over 2 years without them even showing symptoms. You're looking at drooling. They call it wasting disease, of course, so skinniness, drinking too much, just wobbliness. Stuff like that is what hunters are going to be looking for, and that's when they're actually exhibiting symptoms.
She notes that CWD has not yet been linked to humans, but it's still highly recommended for hunters to have their deer's head checked. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.